Hello, welcome to Have Roots, Will Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin-Staltari, and I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. We are exploring Les Filles du Roi, the King's Daughters, in this special series that I think we're on number 98. We've been doing this for the last year. I do have a website called haverootswilltravel.com. You can access that and look at some of the other older videos that I've done. There's links provided. I'm also on Facebook, and also want to make sure that you know that you can always write to me at lisa@haverootswilltravel.com if you have any suggestions, or post a comment in the videos as you watch them. So with that, before I let you go, make sure you subscribe and press on the notifications alert, and we will get started and see who's our filles du roi of the moment. Remember, if you want to know more information about Les Filles du Roi and the program, I produced a video called Les Filles du Roi, the Program 2.0. Have a look at that. It's in my YouTube channel playlist, and also I believe there's a link to it on my website. So let's get to know our filles du roi. Our filles du roi of the day, if you will, is Jeanne Burrell, and she happens to be a viewer request. When I looked in my files, she was also the great-grandmother of a genealogy associate of mine, who knows who she is, and also the daughter of my best friend's great-grandmother as well. So let's have a look at Jeanne and what is her story. So Jeanne was born about 1648 in the region of Normandy. And the department is Seine-Maritime. You can see it all circled up there. And the town, the commune she was born in, was called Duclair. And her parents' names were Danielle Burrell and Anne Le Suisse. And the breed of duck, there's a picture of a duck, and I stumbled across this information. It's named after the town. Le canard, the duck Duclair, is black with a white bib. This is what I'm told. Saint Denis de Duclair Church was built between the 11th and 12th centuries. So this is probably where she would have been baptized. And then the picture in the middle left is just kind of like the bridge and what it looks like today. Just really, really picturesque, as they say. Let's get to know Jeanne and why she came to New France. So we don't have any information about her parents, but we do know that on September 25th, 1667, she's about 19 years old, she arrived on the Saint-Louis de Dieppe pour Québec with a dowry worth about 300 pounds, and she was a fille du roi. The groom that she selected, and who selected her, well, his name was André Poutré de Loving. Which is an amazing name, actually, I like it. He was born in 1643, and he is from a town called Valenciennes, which is a commune, a township, in the department of Le Nord. You can see it on there. And it is part of the Hauts-de-France region of Quebec, of France. You can see that Normandy and Hauts-de-France are regions that are, so they actually came from, at least the same regions or the same location, if you will. This particular town lies on the Scheldt River, and it's first mentioned in the 7th century, and the Normans overtook it in the 9th. And it was actually at some point an early center, again, for those Huguenots, the Protestant Revolution, and there were some protests put down there. The Spaniards owned it at some point, and finally in 1678 the French recaptured it. The Saint-Géry church dates from the 13th century. Now André, so you can see it right there on the bottom middle of your screen, and then the picture on the left is just again what the town looks like right now, one of the areas downtown of this particular church, our particular town. André was a cobbler, and he took this trade with him when he came to the New World. But before he could use his skills, he was a soldier with the Carignan Regiment. He arrives August 17, 1665, with the Sorel Company. So Jeanne had a contract with a man named Pierre Lavoie. That contract was canceled. And not to be outdone, André also had a contract canceled with Fille du Roi, guess who? Marguerite Eloy, who we profiled in episode 13. So that's kind of neat how their lives intertwine. On November 3rd, though, 1667, André and Jeanne were married at Quebec City. And that's a copy of their marriage record. Now, the family settled at Sorel. Remember, he came with the Compagnie de Sorel. This is very common where they would settle in the area that their captain or their regiment was named after. So kind of have a lookout for that as well. Sorel is actually the fourth oldest city in Quebec. It began in 1642 when Charles Montmagny, the first governor of New France, built Fort Richelieu against the Indian threats. The fort was destroyed in 1647 by the natives, but rebuilt by the Carignan-Sanniard Regiment in 1665. Pierre de Sorel was in command of a regiment of the Carignan-Sanniard and would become the first seigneur in 1672. So we can really understand why they ended up in Sorel, because he arrives with the Sorel Company. He probably was one of those that rebuilt the fort and then stayed on and probably was given some land in order to begin his new life in France. Remember, they really wanted those soldiers to stay and populate New France. Speaking of populate, André and Jeanne would go on to produce 12 children. Let's have a look. Marie-Anne would marry twice but did not have any children. Antoine would die at age 10. Marie-Madeleine, his twin, Antoine were twins, married Antoine Morin and had 6 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. She then married Antoine Gabriel, but did not have any children with him. Marie married Jean-Joseph Chapuchou and had 1 child. She then married Jean-Baptiste Duclos and had 5 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Catherine married Henri Senecal and had 5 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Charlotte married André Corbin and had 11 children, 9 of whom made it to adulthood. Jean-André married Jeanne Desroches and had 4 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. He then married Marie-Louise Paquette, but did not have any children with her. Jean died at 32, but did not marry. Jeanne married Antoine Boudreau de Lapointe and had 2 children, both of whom made it. Pierre married Marianne Forin and had 1 child, who made it. He then married Madeleine Dutremblay and had 9 children with her, 6 of whom made it to adulthood. Jacques married Marie-Anne Simon and had 11 children, but heartbreakingly, only 3 survived. Pierre married Françoise Laurent and had 7 children, 5 of whom made it to adulthood. So the family settles or relocates to Pointe-aux-Trembles, where you can see with the arrow, it's at the very tip of the island of Montreal, and it's where the Rivière des Prairies and the St. Lawrence meet. So it really was a very, very strategic place for protection against the Indian threat. The church obviously is fairly new, but the parish, which was called L'Enfant Jésus, was established in 1671. A fort was built at Pointe-aux-Trembles as early as 1675, and a windmill followed in 1677. The church, a first church, was built in 1678. So it's very, very early on. Now, this windmill that I'm featuring it still exists today. It was the one built in 1719, so it would have been around certainly when their children, grandchildren, were around for them. And this is their new home. And this is right here. We know that they were here as of 1681. So they are among the pioneers of Pointe-aux-Trembles. So André is listed here as a cordonnier, shoemaker, cobbler, 35. Jean Ravel, which was Borel, sa femme, his wife, they're both the same age. Alpha, children. Marie is 13, Madeleine 11, Maggie 9, Catherine 5, Charlotte 4, and Andre 2. So we know where they are as of 1681. So they would go on to live together at Pointe-aux-Trembles for the next, 40 years. Jeanne would pass away at the age of 76 on April 16, 1724. So she lived long enough to see that windmill that still exists today. André would pass away less than 2 months later on June 1st, 1724. Very, very, kind of a fitting end. Their love story was one in which, they were married 56 years. Endured so much together. And by 1729, they had 122 descendants. These are their marriage, their death records. And the Cimetière Saint-Enfant de Jésus de Pointe-aux-Trembles, that is a cemetery where they would have been buried at. Just a remarkable, sometimes you get a story where nothing really, terrible happens. They just live a great life. And I think that Jeanne and André had one of those amazing lives where they got to spend their whole lives together. Neither of them, they both passed away at a very good late age, if you will, and had their children. And as you can tell, 122 descendants by 1729. I suspect there are a great many descendants. And so I thank the viewer who suggested it. I love getting these stories because sometimes, all the tragedy and tragic and all of that becomes like, oh my gosh. And then you see this kind of not a fairy tale, but certainly a nice love story. And so we thank Jeanne and André for their contribution and their steadfastness, and we bless their memories. And until I see you on episode number 99, I will bid you au revoir. And I wanted to just let you know about all the resources available. I have posted the links for you to have a look at. Check that out and let me know if there's any other websites you'd like me to feature.